Hello, humanity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. We are broadcasting from beautiful, beautiful Auroville in southern India. And I'm so thrilled today that we actually have one of our partners who's from Delhi, who happens to be here in Auroville. And that's Anika Singh, who is with Voice. And they are doing, well, you are doing amazing work with artists, artists for change, transformation, mental health, so many beautiful things. Can you share a little bit about what you're doing and how you are transforming the world?
Wow, your energy, your happiness energy is so contagious. I'm so happy to be here, Fiv. Like, it's a pleasure. This place, Auroville, has such magic to it. Just stepping into, the zone takes me, you transforms me from within totally. And it's so in line with what I'm doing right now. So Voice is V-O-Y-C-E, that is, and it stands for Vision and Opportunities for Youth and Community Empowerment. And what
can you say that again slowly?
Yes. It's Voice with a Y, and it stands for Vision and Opportunities for Youth and Community Empowerment.
Beautiful.
So it is really about empowering people, the youth and the community. And I've been in the areas of public health communication for a long time now, 8 years. I've worked with WHO. I've worked in Australia. And what I felt was, if we really want behavior change, we need a new language. And the language that I found to be very effective is the language of the arts. So what we're trying to do is we are trying to marry the world of public health and social messaging with arts. So it's a very unique model. And, arts, it's the energy of arts is such, like, you know, creator is the biggest artist, right? When you, especially like being here in Auroville, from where I'm sitting right now, I have a beautiful view of the window and the tall trees and the birds and, you know, the wind, all of these things, they just bring so much joy. And, when we want to change behaviors, even if it's for health, even if it's about alcohol or tobacco or telling people to get physically active or, you know, whatever we want to do, why can't we do it in a fun way? Why does it have to be in those threatening ways? This will happen to you. That will happen to you if you don't do this. You know, it's like just bringing more joy into that world.
So. Well, you know, that reminds me, this is the first time we've met just a few minutes ago, but we've had Zoom conversations and mm-hmm. WhatsApp conversations. And one of the greatest joys I've had was in having a conversation with your 3-year-old, 4-year-old nephew.
6-year-old.
Is he six?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And we began to tell story.
Exactly. Storytelling. Absolutely.
And he created, wanted to know about a dragon, and we started to tell a story. And then it went back
Dum-dum.
And forth. Yeah, Dum Dum was the name of the dragon.
Yes.
But
yes.
Then he began to draw. And it was just a small little impulse that I had. And then as a 6-year-old, he got excited about the name, what the dragon was doing. He drew an entire blueprint of the story of the dragon. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some other ways that you have empowered youth? And it's youth of all ages, right?
Absolutely, yes.
What are some things that you have done?
Storytelling is a very powerful tool. What it helps you to do is dive into imagination, you know? And sometimes with social media and information overload in this time, kids today don't get, you know, they're losing their imagination. Mm. And to bring them back to that, because they have answers for everything. They don't need to imagine things, right? So storytelling is one. Music is another. Instruments, like not just using instruments which are available in shops, but creating instruments, you know?
How do you create your instruments? Do you have workshops? Because you do a lot of workshops.
A lot of workshops, yeah. I haven't really done a lot with it. It's been, you know, in these small sessions where you would do something impromptu, like with with a glass of water and, you know, with sticks or, you know, just on the table or just using something from nature. Yeah, using your hands, using your feet, you know, how you can just create sound and create music with it. So
there's so many beautiful things that I would love to continue to talk about. And we'll do that in the next program.
Right.
But just to recap with this is, there are so many things that you are doing to empower youth through storytelling, through workshops, through music, through using the imagination. Mm-hmm. And now I invite you on this show. What we usually do is we end with Stefano, our amazing sound engineer, is we send laughter and we imagine the entire world being healed, being whole, being one.
Wow, wow. And oneness is one of our biggest values at Voice. So yes, there is a connection.
So let's take this program out with laughter to heal the world. And here we are from North India to South India, and
absolutely,
here we are. So let's end up with some laughter, Stefano, and we'll take it out. And please, for our audience that's out there, do listen to our other Auraville shows from Auraville. We've got some great programs, and subscribe and comment. And let's take it out with laughter for the world.
Yes.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.